1. Achieving for our customers. Accessible premises. As an important step in making our premises fully accessible, in 2004 we completed an audit of branches and in-stores nationally with rectification work underway. At that time, 16% of our retail sites were compliant with the Building Code of Australia and, we believe, consistent with the objectives of the Disability Discrimination Act. 2 years later, this figure has increased to approximately 50% of our approximately 635 retail sites. At the 30th of September 2005, 264 sites had been made accessible for people with disability, and by June 2006, 318 branches were accessible. As noted in our 2005 Stakeholder Impact Report, we are giving priority to making accessible metropolitan branches that are close to a disability-compliant transport hub, like a railway station. In regional areas, financial centres and regional sites are being made progressively accessible for people with disability. In Perth and Brisbane, our corporate head offices have been refurbished, and as part of this process, a fit-out was completed with BCA DDA items implemented. Our new Sydney corporate head office is fully compliant with the Building Code of Australia and, we believe, consistent with the objectives of the Disability Discrimination Act. Disability consultants were engaged at the design stage. ATM facilities. In 2004, we worked with a number of disability groups to develop and implement Australia's first talking ATM for the vision impaired. By 2005, we had certified a new ATM operating system. This was a key building block for widening our coverage of fully audio-enabled ATMs. By 2005, we had 11 talking ATMs across Australia, with 4 in Victoria, 6 in New South Wales, and 1 in Queensland. Under our then current Disability Action Plan, we had committed to having 75 talking ATMs in place by the end of 2005 and 150 by the end of 2006. While we missed the milestone of 75 ATMs by the end of 2005, we are currently making up for lost time and are on track to exceed our target of 150 talking ATMs by the end of 2006. More recently, the locations of our accessible branches and those that have talking ATMs was made available on the internet with maps in a searchable format. These ATMs are compatible with the standard earpiece, which can be picked up free from any branch which has an access-friendly ATM. Customers are guided right through their transactions by clear verbal instructions and receive confirmation of their selections at each step. The braille labels tell customers where to plug in their earpiece, insert their card, and get their cash and receipt. Instructions on how to use the access-friendly ATMs are available in various formats. All new ATMs from 2005 on are also designed and built with the required measurements for wheelchair access. Access to internet banking services. Our most commonly used internet pages, internet banking, have been upgraded to meet ABA industry standards and W3C WAI guidelines, refer to glossary, as far as possible within the limitations of the Aptrix Domino software. To increase employee awareness of the ABA and W3C WAI standards, design guidelines and standards have been developed, documented, and now available on the intranet. Training in ABA and W3C WAI standards has been provided to over 250 employees to date. An internet-style guide has been developed and published within our wealth business, BT Funds Management, which incorporates accessibility compliance guidelines. Since September 2004, we have invited external agencies such as Vision Australia to undertake accessibility testing with online initiatives such as the credit cards application process, earth.com.au, Corporate Online, and the sign-in pad for Westpac Online. Telephone banking. Our contact centre employees used the National Relay Service's specially trained staff to help relay the conversation and banking needs of customers who are deaf or hearing impaired. Our contact centre employees have also been provided with guidelines on dealing with issues to do with disability access, and an escalation process is in place to help them respond to related inquiries or issues. Products. We have made it easier for customers on a disability pension to access services through our branches. For example, with the Westpac One Basic Account, we offer unlimited staff-assisted withdrawals for no charge. And with the Deeming account, we have reduced our fee for using a branch once the free transactions for the month have been used. Instead of $2.50, the fee is 60 cents, as at September 2006. This fee represents a further reduction on our earlier commitment when we reduced the fee to 65 cents. We reviewed our range of communications material for people with disabilities and developed a series of new brochures, including brochure Banking for People with Disability, brochure Talking ATMs, a step-by-step user's guide, poster This ATM Talks. Complaints. Our four main complaint logging systems are now monitored, and the data related to disability access issues is reported on a monthly basis.